Brandon Bauman down to a knee, and it's high fives all around, and the Coyotes are defeating UC Davis 35-21, and South Dakota, for the first time in program history, is on to the semifinals of the FCS playoffs.
Thanks for sticking with us during the break. You were listening to FCS Nation on the Palmetto Radio Network. It is that time of the week. This one right here was very much anticipated and very much is my favorite of the entire season right now. We have two honorary captains of the week. Chris Schenkel, managing partner up there in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Chris Schenkel, he runs the show here. He spearheaded this whole thing, and I will ask him a few questions about that and kind of where the passion stands in year two. And alongside him, signal caller, the South Dakota, the Yotes, Aiden Bauman. Chris, I'll start with you. Thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to hop on FCS Nation. This is a huge week for all of us.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate being here. Always fun.
And Aiden, to you as well, thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule. Probably the biggest week in South Dakota Coyotes history. And you are spending your time with myself and Chris and FCS Nation. So for that, I thank you.
Yeah, thank you again for having me. It's awesome.
The Yotes, they're on ABC this weekend. This is a semifinal matchup of two colossals. I think both semifinal matchups are just giants going at it, button face masks. But 2:30 p.m. Central Time is the kick. Heading to Bozeman. No more dome to play in, Aiden. You get to go out there and live it up in the December weather. I don't know, as we stand currently, what the forecast looks like. You can kind of tell us. I'm sure that's a part of your scouting report, but a little colder than it has been at this point in the playoff run. So excited for that one. It's South Dakota. It's Montana State for a chance to play in Frisco, Texas, a place that Aiden is oh so familiar with. Aiden actually was with us in Frisco this time last year, hoisting the Lemon Trophy. And if he wins this game, he'll be in Frisco, Texas, looking for two trophies. Aiden's raised about $5,000, well over $5,000 in this entire thing. You hear me talk about this being year two. Year one, we raised about $50,000. This year, as we stand right now, we're well over that mark, and we are just getting started. Some exciting things on the horizon. Aiden, I want to ask you this right off the bat. What's been the biggest difference in this partnership for you last season to now?
Yeah, I think, you know, just like you said, getting into the second year of it, you know, it was something super special to be a part of last year, just seeing, you know, the difference that we can make. And, you know, honestly, you know, Chris can attest to it too. We didn't really know what was going to happen with it last year. You know, it was, you know, the building blocks, but just to see where it's gone this year, it's special. You know, like you said, I mean, at this point last year for me, I think I was maybe at $1,000, if that, and you know, we're surpassing that right now, and a lot of guys have done a great job of it. I think the biggest difference is just, you know, Chris and I's relationship has you know, really expanded. You know, got to know him really well. Did the internship with Northwestern this past summer and got to know, you know, everyone there really well. So just to kind of be able to spitball ideas back and forth about, you know, what we can do to make this thing, you know, at the next level. Just all those different things have made a big difference this year.
And Chris, what has Aiden done? How big of a role has he played in getting us to where we are right now in this initiative? How has he kind of led the way in this entire thing? I hear Aiden's name come up all the time. We're constantly talking about him and what he's doing for this entire thing. But, you know, how big of a role has he played in this entire challenge?
Well, first and foremost, he's always ready to do whatever we ask, which we try to limit, but he's always like, what's next? He's dead on. He's like, how can we make this bigger? What can I do? So behind the scenes, Aiden, you probably don't even know that much of it, but we talk about you all the time because right out of the gate, Aiden was bought in. And I did. We sat down. I'm like, I don't know what this is going to turn out to be. It feels really good what we can do for the kids and where we can raise awareness around cancer research for children and support the families. And we had talked about that, talked about what it does other than stats. And I think that was always a major play into it of just what is the impact that you can create as a player and do something pretty cool with it. From there, you know, we go to, there's 12 schools around the country that are involved in this. And we just, a lot of it is when we're talking to the Northwestern Mutual leadership teams, we talk about Aiden and the buy-in from the get-go and the care about it and how much it means to those student athletes. And for our potential, he's been a leader. He became, as Aiden said, he became a college financial rep with us, had a big impact this summer, learned a lot. And we talk about that because that's what we're looking for. We're looking for great people to come into our organization. And he's led in that way too, because he became very interested in what we do, very interested in our culture and our people. So, and that's what we're looking for at Northwestern Mutual. And he's been a huge part of that from both sides.
You just triggered something in my mind, Chris, and I want to jump to it. It was something that I wanted to get to almost in the back half, but let's just delve right into this. It's perfect segue. Aiden, there was an article written mentioned earlier this year, and I don't expect you to kind of consume yourself with social media articles written, whether they're positive or negative, but the Football Scoop put out an article that what we're doing, in the author's words, is the best, the most organic and authentic NIL deal in all of college football. And I think what makes it differently is how bought in our players are to Northwestern Mutual and guys like Chris Shankle. And you interned this past summer, so I'm going to ask you about that. You got guys for South Dakota State and that Jackrabbit squad of last season, Quentin Hicks and Brian Williams, who were also interns that now actually run full-time practices with Northwestern Mutual. Kind of talk about last summer and that internship program and kind of what made you make the decision to be a part of it.
Yeah, you know, I think the culture and everything over there at Northwestern is second to none. You know, they always say they love to bring athletes in, and that's what it is. It's a team that's super competitive. And when you're an athlete, you know, competition is what you live for, you know, and you can't really find that, you know, a lot of places. So, I decided, I thought it would be a really, really cool opportunity, a really great learning experience for me. And it was, you know, truthfully, if I look back, I got married this past summer, so I didn't get to put every ounce of effort that I wanted to into it. But I know definitely if I cycle back to that, it's going to be a great opportunity for me, and would recommend it to a lot of people.
And Chris, why is it so important to have athletes in your guys' internship program? It's obviously Northwestern Mutual's bread and butter. I can sit here and read the laundry list of stats that you guys hold over pretty much everybody's head that is trying to do the same thing that is not as successful as you guys, but specifically athletes being a part of the internship program. Why is that a must for you guys?
Well, I think in all people, whether athletes or not, there's certain people that can they try something out and they're like, man, I really like that, and I'm pretty good at that. That this could be a real thing for me. And what we find with athletes, you think about just Aiden or any athlete growing up, probably played multiple sports, so that competition. And it's not just competing with each other or outside the walls, but it's more competition within self. And when athletes, like, they try it out and they're like, wow, I really like that, and I think I'm pretty good at that. I could get really good at this. I could master it. And they like the culture, the support, the education that you get, and you can see yourself taking off. Well, anyone can be that. We have all kind of athletes, non-athletes, but if you were proportionally to look at it, athletes, there's more of them that they try something out. I really like that. I feel like I could be good. And then that competition takes over. More so competing, we love chasing each other on lists, but we also love growing ourselves. And that to me is competition as well, where you can see yourself like, boy, I got a lot of room to grow here. That was the first pass I've ever thrown in my life in the financial planning world, but I could get really good at this and I could impact a lot of people. And all of a sudden it clicks. And for the right people, athletes, not athletes, but proportionally a lot of athletes, if they feel that way, they'll really dive in and they get competitive around that. And it's hard to grow a small business in any field, in any line of work, but you really got to be dedicated. And that's athletes really tie into that.
And Aiden, if anybody is paying any lack of attention, they know that your goal and your intention is to play football at the next level and get paid to do so. I mean, this season alone, a little under 3,000 yards. Your touchdown interception ratio is crazy, 19-4. Completion percentage, 70%, I think exactly where you would want it. I bring up your intentions of playing professional football, all to reverse back to you being a part of Northwestern Mutual's internship program. Did it trigger something? Did it force you to give extra thought to life after football? Obviously, as college athletes, we don't have time to work jobs. And I think the older generation rolls their eyes at that, but we legitimately are on the clock 24/7, whether it's lifting weights, whether it's in a classroom, trying to get straight A's or pass some of these exams and tests. And then, of course, learning three different sets of playbooks and what defense and game planning for that week. I mean, we really don't sleep, and we're in our young 20s, but did being a part of Northwestern Mutual's internship program kind of trigger the thought, or at least start it, as far as to what life after football could be?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's something that not a lot of athletes want to think about, but I mean, football isn't going to last forever, whether, you know, that's 5, 10, 15, 20 years down the road, whatever it's going to be for me, you know what I mean? It's not going to last forever, and that's the honest truth. So, I think giving myself options and seeing, you know, different career paths, it was big for me, and finding something that I liked, you know, in that internship, it was huge.
And if I put you in front of a class of high school students or freshmen and sophomores in college who are starting to have that thought or at least begin that process, kind of what would be your advice to them as to why they should, you know, take up internship programs in general, but even more specifically, Northwestern Mutuals, if given the opportunity?
Right. Yeah. I mean, I just speak again to, you know, the atmosphere and the culture. I mean, obviously work is work. Whatever you're going to do for work, you're going to, you know, hopefully apply yourself really well. But I'm a firm believer in you got to love love what you do. And when just in the short amount of time that I was there, I really enjoyed my time. Everybody around me was bought into the same goal of helping people. I think that's the biggest thing is giving back and helping others, reach their goals. So, just finding something that they'd really enjoy and love doing every single day would be my biggest advice.
And Chris, after hearing all of that, my mind only goes to one place, and that's leadership. Something I think is pretty obvious to FCS Nation that is a trait that Aiden has. I mean, they're 11-2. It's the best season in South Dakota Coyotes history. What is it specifically to you when you watch, whether it's him play football or your interactions with him in a t-shirt and shorts, that proves to you that he's a big leader? And how can you kind of tell the audience that?
Quiet confidence. He's always carrying himself with confidence, but he's a magnet. So one of the things right away sitting down with me, the conversation, I left there thinking, wow, like I just met an amazing person. This is going to be a great choice for us. But from there, when he came into our internship, there's 35 people in there, but we're watching. You can tell who the leaders are, and we're that's our AAA ball to figure out who's going to be our next great financial advisor, and we're monitoring and developing all the time. And you could just watch Aiden, and he's a magnet, and he pulls people in. He cares about people, has confidence, which in a great way. And it just you could tell he was one of the leaders there. So yeah.
Aiden, a huge leader on and off of the field, and all of this, of course, has a goal of us raising funds and awareness for putting an end and helping put an end to childhood cancer, whether that's Aiden using his name, his number, his university, all of these things to do so, all for Alex Eliminates and the Foundation, which is a leading childhood cancer research organization, providing support for families, whether it's locally or nationally. Chris, this is year two in this entire thing. Talk about Northwestern Mutual's relationship with Alex Eliminates, Dan, and how it's tied into the FCS so seamlessly. Is this something that's here to stay? Has it exceeded expectations? Talk about it kind of holistically.
Yeah, well, it's here to stay. Northwestern Mutual's tie with Alex's Lemonade Stand Foundation started in 2012. And that's a national thing for us all over, no matter what. That's how this became seamless for FCS, because leaders around the country just started talking, and I just started inviting them into this. And now we had tons and tons of leaders sign up. We had all kinds of schools, but needed to limit this year to 12. But that tie, we can all care so much about Alex's Lemonade Stand and driving impact in that space. We do it in a lot of other facets, but it's pretty cool that a Fortune 100 company can hone in all over the country, and thousands of people can hone in on one cause and still do a lot of other things. So the seamlessness for FCS, we have leaders that want in, we have schools, we have athletes that really enjoy being the honorary captain. I think every single athlete I've talked to, like, this is a big deal to them. Talked to almost every set of parents. I talked to Aiden's grandparents. This is a big deal to them. It's really cool to see. So we know we're making impact more so than just raising money. We're raising awareness for childhood cancer research. We're raising awareness for Alex's Lemonade Stand Foundation, and we're making an impact. So this is going to be a thing that's going to keep building, keep growing. We're going to be way above 12 next year. This is something that's really going to take off.
It's phenomenal. Yeah. And it seems to be taking off as we stand right now. $57,561, the amount currently raised right now. We're just rocking and rolling. And something you just said right there, Chris, about how much the athletes care about this entire thing brings me to something special that we're doing starting January 1st. Due to these athletes caring so much, these head coaches, everybody in, whether it's South Dakota's facility, whether it's North Dakota State's facility, whether it's Furman Athletics facility, they're pitching in, they're getting involved and putting things up to be auctioned. Kind of give FCS Nation the lay of the land with everything that's to come January 1st.
Yeah, so we came up with an idea year two. We wanted to add just something special to it. What else could we add? And we came up with an auction. And each school has pitched in items such as helmets, signed helmets. Aiden has signed a helmet. We have all kinds of, we have signed footballs. We have a signed helmet with Randy Moss. We have all kinds of, if you want to support your athlete specifically to the school, walk-on sports donated hoodies for for schools that aren't in our competition. So it'll go to the general fund. But January 1st, we're going to come out FCS Nation Radio. We'll have the website and we'll have an auction website with all these items. So there's going to be specific items. If there's a Coyote helmet signed by Aiden or potentially the entire team, or we're going to come up with all kinds of items, you'll be able to go on each item in there and auction. It'll close on the 5th, the same as the competition. So it's a great way for Captain Comeback here, Mr. Aiden Ballman, same way he did it last year. And he's got to do it while he's playing this year. Last year,
Right.
it ended. So he, like, the guy went to town, but this is going to be cool. We're going to have items for everyone. So the competition isn't over. We're at 57,000 and change now. We still have a $250,000 goal. We're not shying away from that. And we're going to raise. And I think all these items pitched in by the schools are going to really, really, one, give a big push, but two, it's going to give every person that's donating an opportunity to bring something home and something really cool that they get a keepsake for their school or something they want in their home or their office or whatever it may be. And I think that's going to be really another really big win for a lot of people.
That's really well said. And you talked about if you donated, here's your opportunity to kind of directly be a part of it and take something with you. But I also think for young kids, boys, girls who look up to players like Aiden, I mean, to put it in perspective, this is a South Dakota team that's having, I can say had, the best season in its existence. They're 11-2 right now with an opportunity this Saturday to go contend for a national championship. You can get an autograph from the lefty who led the way here. I mean, that counts for something. There are people in that Dakota Dome each and every weekend wearing Aiden's jersey, watching him on TV at home. Here's your chance now to take something with you, and Aiden will go down in Yotes history. So there's another opportunity, I think, for a lot of these athletes and these fan bases too. This is your opportunity to directly be a part of it. And whether it's a jersey, whether it's a helmet, whether it's some sort of swag or apparel, you have an opportunity to sport it. It's potentially something that athlete wore, and it's something to gift a lot of the kids and the children who look up to these athletes. So really unique thing we're doing on January 1st. So looking forward to everybody getting involved. It's something that is near and dear to us, and we came up with the idea, and the auction item list just continues to grow, Chris. So we're going to keep everybody posted. Look out on social media. You'll see pictures, videos of our athletes signing their autographs and whatnot, just to tease you guys and get you excited, because January 1st, you have an opportunity to take any of those items home. Aiden, let's talk a little bit of ball. I mean, you guys are contending for a chance to play in the national championship on Saturday. Has it settled in? I don't want you to kind of lose that mindset, but have you had a chance to kind of step back and really take all of this in and realize what the hell is happening?
Yeah, you know, it's a special team. It's a special thing to be a part of. But you know, like you said, at the end of the day, just focus on this week, same preparation as every week. But I mean, at the end of the day, it is really special to be a part of a really cool team like this.
You know, when you watch games from the couch, because that's what me and Chris have to do nowadays. You obviously are still able to pad up, but you know, one of the coolest things is to see pregame, whether the broadcast goes inside a locker room and hears a coach's pregame speech. And I think the casual fan says, oh, they say a lot of the same things, right? It's a lot of the who, rah, rah, but Nielsen just seems a little different. I want to know if his message has changed up until this very moment from week one, or is it been the exact same thing that he's preaching to you? And if the answer is one or the other, kind of what is that message?
Yeah, I mean, so truthfully, it used to be no excuses win. That was our thing for a long time. But you know, we had the year we did last year, and it was one of the best in Division One history for the school, but we weren't satisfied at all. You know what I mean? And so from day one, right when we got back in the winter, it was, what's our mission to win a championship? And you know, we got a share for the Missouri Valley Conference for the first time in school history, but you know, we're not done. That's still our mission every single day. We end every meeting with that. We end every practice with that. And guys don't just say it. It's not something we just throw around. Like, we believe that, you know, and you have to if you want to be a good team.
When you made the jump from Iowa State, is this the exact reason why you did that? Is there something when you made that decision that want to go take this team to a national championship? Do you feel satisfied in that regard? Or to answer, I think, a lot of Yotes fans' questions, was that why you made the decision to come here?
Yeah, I mean, I think when, you know, going through the whole process, I think I'd start by saying, you know, Josh Rosenthal, had a great relationship with him. He was a coach here that was at Iowa State as well. And then familiarity with the area. My dad grew up around here, so I knew the area very well. But ultimately, like you said, this is a program that obviously, you know, my first year here, it was a little rough, but I feel like I could sense, you know, how special we could be. You know, you talk about specific guys, you know, you got the Carter Bells, the Travis Tices, you know, the JJ Galbraiths and umpteen more guys, but guys that have experience, but more so belief and the dedication to make a team great. I feel like I saw that, you know, coming in here.
It's interesting you talk about your freshman year, and I don't want to sit here and call things a mess, but obviously the train wasn't on the tracks as much as it is right now. And Chris, I'll ask you, what's been the most noticeable difference in this Coyotes football team from a few years ago when Aiden was a freshman till right now?
One, I think they've become more solid in what they're doing. And what I mean by that, I guess defensively, your defense is holding into games, which puts the offense in a position that it takes pressure off. So I think once that defense started changing, the offense started clicking with it. Once Aiden got a running game and that got going, and that started happening last year big time, I think that made a big difference as well. So you start establishing some defense, which takes pressure off, and all of a sudden you got room to move. So I think that's probably been the biggest change.
It's an awesome call out there. And kind of talk about your defense a little bit. Of course, I'll get to the Carter Bells and I'll get to the Travis Tices, all the skill players, but your defense has really stepped up, and it's a really good point brought up by Chris. You're walking into a Montana State team who likes to play the style of football that you're used to in the Missouri Valley, but you're confident in your defense. You guys have been good against the run. I mean, Maquis Gracie, I mean, you guys got guys on that front that not only fill up stat sheets, but really pop out on tape. And when you're watching on TV, that it's pretty obvious that on any given Saturday, your defense can lead you to a victory, and you and your offense can lead you to a victory. But what has that defense kind of meant to you as a team this season?
Yeah, it's been huge, and I've said it so many times, but just having that backbone of knowing, like, you know, you don't have to be perfect offensively. I mean, that's what you strive for, and perfection truthfully isn't real, but you always strive for it, you know. But just knowing that, like, you have the best defense in the country. You know, our red zone defense, I've said it so many times, but it's second to none. I mean, they're bend don't break. You know, you'll give up a 20-yard gain here and there, whatever, but you know, they know when to lock in, and they always do it. You know, obviously, you got, like you said, Maquis Gracie and all those guys up front, are linebackers, are secondary. I mean, just everybody's clicking right now, and they're doing really well out there.
And offensively, skill players at the wazoo. And I feel like you guys are so dangerous because you're so old. And I don't mean that as a joke. I mean, you guys are so tenured. You guys have been around the block, and you can tell when you find the end zone, your guys' reactions. It's like you've been there before. And a lot of teams you see kind of will go all out. You see teams kind of standing on their head in an end zone. And a lot of other coaches, right? They'll point and say, this team hasn't been in that position before, but you guys are playing football like you belong here, and your underdog is going to this game Saturday. But I get the sense that you don't think you are. Does your locker room or you specifically think that you guys are underdogs going into this game, or do you feel the complete opposite?
I mean, in all seriousness, there's been a lot of games where everyone has said that they don't think we're going to win, we're underdogs, everything like that. Obviously, the noise never gets to us, but we're just going in the same way we do every single week. I mean, we know what our game plan is. We master it every single day. And you know, like you said, we got guys with experience. We have guys that have played in big games. We got guys that are fifth and sixth year seniors that understand what it's going to take to win a game. So I'd say yes, we're very confident.
Have you given any thought to an all Dakota FCS national championship?
Be sweet. It'd be awesome. It'd be
Be
packed for sure.
sweet. I love it. Chris, what about yourself? Have you given that any thought? I know I don't want to look ahead, and Aiden, at this point, close your ears, but the fact that we have an opportunity in 2024 for an all Dakota national championship, and it's not the Jackson, it's not the Bison, damn Yotes, and they're probably playing the best football of all three of them right now. How cool would it be, Chris?
I think it'd be awesome. I told Aiden right away. I let him know that I graduated from SDSU. I'm an SDSU supporter. I put that on the table right out of the gate. But I also said that I'm a South Dakota kid. So I'm from South Dakota. So shining a light on the state of South Dakota is a very good thing. We're a flyover state. We don't have a ton of people. So any light we can get shining here is huge. So I think it would be amazing.
And what have been some things that you've told some of your teammates? I love this platform and bringing on honorary captains because it gives me, Chris, and especially you as the athlete and the honorary captain to give FCS Nation, give Yotes fans kind of a peek behind the curtain, kind of an opportunity to take your helmet off and learn more about you as a person. What are some things that when you've been able to tell that guys are nervous, or for some of the younger guys that are in your lineup offensively and defensively, just whether it's film this week, whether it's just team meals or out on the practice field, what are some of the things that you hear yourself telling your teammates time and time again?
You know, I think the biggest thing, when it comes to games, I've always said this, it's just practice with people. That's really all it is. You know, you can't make it bigger than it is. And obviously it's a big stage coming up for sure. But Again, at the end of the day, we practice what we're going to do every single day. And regardless if it's against our scout team guys or in the game, you know, we're getting the same looks and we know what we're going to see out there. So, I think the biggest thing is just preparation. I think, I'm a huge believer in confidence. I think as an athlete, that's the biggest thing that you have to have. And confidence comes with preparation. I always say prepare to have fun. Playing football is fun, but it's more fun when you win, and preparation is how you win. So, just being confident in our preparation, our game plan, I think that's the biggest thing.
What's your relationship right now with Coach Nielsen? A pretty badass picture of you. I don't know if it was last week or the week prior, but your arm around him was a huge game. I think it was, I'm lying, I know what game it was. You took the Bison out on your home turf and you throw your arm around your head coach and probably the filthiest coach's outfit in all of college football, just the OG sweater. What's your relationship right now with Nielsen and how much has he meant to you as a person, on and off the field, both?
Yeah, love Coach Nielsen. You know, he's not a rah-rah guy. He's not the guy that's gonna scream his head off for you guys. But you know, we know the belief and confidence that he has in us, and it allows us to go play with confidence. He's believed in me from day one. He's always been in my corner, and beyond blessed to have him as my coach.
Before we get on out of here, I'm handing you the microphone. In front of you is an audience of every single South Dakota Coyotes fans that every single South Dakota Coyotes fan that exists. Your message to them leading into game day is what?
Be ready. It's going to be a big game. You know, this team is special. Like you said earlier, it's something that, you know, the Coyotes have never done. So, you know, enjoy it. We're gonna pour our hearts out and give everything we got for this team.
ABC, ESPN, you're going to see it front and center this Saturday. 2:30 kickoff time. Of course, that's Central in Bozeman, Montana. You got a giant standing in front of you, Tommy Mellott, in that Montana State squad. They're good themselves. But Aiden, I think everybody listening right now knows that you guys are 100% a bona fide contender and a team that thinks and has been playing football like they can win a national championship. So I wish you the best of luck. But before we get out of here, FCSNationRadio.com on the right-hand side of the screen. If you're looking for ways to get involved, if Aiden has now pushed you to make an impact and make a difference with us, like I said, FCSNationRadio.com on the right-hand side of the screen. Alex's Lemonade Stand has its own wing of the website that we've dedicated to and for. Donate, check the standings, or make a pledge. You'll see the list of all 12 of our athletes and what universities they represent. Chris, there's also another way. It does take some physical effort, but that fans can donate without taking actual money out of their wallets. How's that?
They can do the lemon top challenge. So if you post a picture of yourself with the lemon balanced on top of your head and you hashtag lemon top challenge, hashtag your school, in this case, Go Yotes, to support Aiden Bauman. So you're hashtagging lemon top challenge and Go Yotes. Also, you would tag Northwestern Mutual Financial and Alex's Lemonade Stand Foundation. So hashtag. And so once you do that, Northwestern Mutual is going to donate $10 on three different platforms. So if you put it out on X, if you put it out on Instagram, or if you put it out on Facebook, or all three, for each one, we will donate $10. So up to $30 just to do the Lemon Top Challenge.
Generosity coming from every which way. On Alex's Lemonade Stand's behalf, Northwestern Mutual's behalf, Aiden Bauman and the other 11 athletes' behalf, and FCS Nation, of course, we're here to do whatever we possibly can. Like I started this, I want to end it the same exact way. Chris, thank you so much for giving the show some time this week. You've meant so much to myself and Kevin Marshall and to FCS Nation, to be honest with you, because pretty obvious who leads the way in this entire thing. So for that, I thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And Aiden, to you, a big thank you, and also a bigger good luck. And FCS Nation is rooting for you, and we're super excited. Thank you, and also good luck.
Appreciate it, Stone. Thanks again.
This has been our honorary captains of the week. Stick with us during the break. When we come back, it's the pick segment, hotter than ever. Two big games to call out. You're listening to FCS Nation on the Palmetto Radio Network.